Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by Stream8.com, the global leader in live streaming, with the hottest porn stars and amateurs broadcasting live directly from their bedroom to yours. Stream8 creates a totally unique and intimate experience where you get to direct the show however you want. With an endless variety of performers, you're sure to find your perfect match on Stream8.com. The question is, are you ready? Hey, Mr. Skin, welcome to episode 163.
I am ready, and thank you, Andrea. And, you know, you were on vacay last week, and you know what happened while you were gone?
No, what? I'm, like, scared.
What happened? All the plants died. No, what happened was... MrSkin.com celebrated its 20th anniversary.
No, without me?
I know.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Congrats.
Yeah, thanks. We had a just low-key party here with the Skin staff. We had about 30 of our employees at a local establishment near our office in Chicago. But I think next year when Mr. Skin turns 21, I'm going to do a big blowout that you'll have to attend.
Oh, but of course.
It was cool. You know, it's funny. I knew it was coming, 10-year anniversary. I knew it was coming up. It was coming up. But it's really wild when I think about that first day when my one tech guy said, okay, the site's live. It was 4:45 p.m. on August 10th of 1999. And just that feeling from it going from coming soon, but I didn't spell it C-U-M. I did the normal coming soon. And I had coming soon, and all of a sudden it was actually MrSkin.com. And looking back, it was it looks so antiquated when you see the front page that we had in 1999. But it is cool. It's 20 years is, to do anything for 20 years is an accomplishment, but to have a website that's still going strong and to have all these great people working here and be able to have a job that's that much fun for 20 years, to me, that's an incredible accomplishment, you know?
Yes, it's a dream come true. And every day that even I get to join you on this podcast, I'm just like, is this really something I'm doing for, like, work? And I use that loosely because I'm like, we're having so much fun. So I'm so proud of you and all your accomplishments. And 20 years, oh my God, it doesn't even seem real. So I can't wait for 21 where we're officially legal to do everything.
Andrew, I have a feeling you were doing things prior to 21 years old that were.
Everything.
I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. So,
you know.
Anyway, it's, it was cool. That was a really, really great milestone. But let's get to nudity because we missed a week. So as you know, when you and I miss a week, we get a lot of nudity buildup. Backed up. Yeah. So let me start while you were gone. GLOW season 3, the great show about the 1980s LA-based wrestling organization. They released season 3.
Oh, yes.
On August 9th. And it was, talking to Joey, my head of content, we were discussing this before the podcast today, we're going to say it was the best season for nudity of GLOW, and this third one was the best one. And don't forget, the first episode of the first season featured Allison Brie, Annie from Community, doing a memorable nude scene. In fact, I remember it was in my top, I think it came in third that year for best nude scene of the year, and we were really, you know, that was like a big deal because Allison Brie had never done a nude scene. Well,
right.
Allison Brie did a really great nude scene in, you know, season 3, which I kind of even like better than the one she did in season 1. But also, Betty Gilpin. I think we said we counted six of the main characters did a nude scene, which is really solid for any show, including the big stars like Alison Brie and Betty Gilpin. But then here was the big surprise, and I didn't see this coming because I didn't know Gina Davis was going to be on the show, but she plays a...
Oh, yeah.
Now, first of all, Gina Davis is 63 years old, Andrew. You know her from Thelma and Louise and all that other stuff. So she plays like a former showgirl in this season of GLOW, and she's the director now of a club that, you know, people go to where they have the girls up on stage.
Yes.
And I read an interview where she said that if that was what she was going to play, try to come up with some excuse for her to go up on stage in that like showgirl outfit.
Oh my God.
And she did it. And I got to say, she's nude, except she's wearing pasties.
But she might as well be naked. She's wearing like rhinestones. You know what I mean? Like,
I know. It was really good. Believe me, the Alison Brie and Betty Gilpin and all these other nude scenes from all the other actresses were wonderful, but I don't know. It was kind of like, to me, the coolest nude scene was the Gina Davis, and she does not look like she's 63 years old.
No, not at all. Her boobs do not look 63 in any way, shape, or form. She's incredible. Her skin is tight and luscious and fair. I mean, I've been a Gina Davis fan for 3 decades. She's incredible. And one of the reasons I loved her scene so much was the duration of it. She's just standing there and, you know, and you can just kind of take it in from all angles and she's not moving. She's there.
And they give you side boob shots, front boob shots, distant boob shots. And a guy gets on his knees right in front of her. It's kind of cool. It's pretty cool. It was just a pleasant surprise. But Kate Nash, Shakira Barrera, Jackie Tone, Kia Stevens, Kazia Sarazek, even it's just
everyone.
so many different girls from the show got naked. It was a great season 3, so very happy to talk about that. GLOW season 3 is out, and you can check all that out, of course, at MrSkin.com. The other thing that happened while you were gone, Andrea, is our show Jet from Cinemax that airs Friday nights did their season finale on Friday, August 9th. And it not only climaxed, no pun intended, with a great episode, it really capped an amazing season of nudity where I'm going to say I thought Now Apocalypse from Starz was going to win television show for best nudity, but I'm going to say, to me, right now, here in August of 2019, the Jet from Cinemex with Carla Gugino is going to win. I really think it's the best television show for nudity this year.
Wow.
Way more full frontal nudity than Now Apocalypse. And they wrapped up the final episode, Andrea, with Corinne Evans, Christina Ritchie, Agate Jansen in a three-way lesbian scene with Rear Burger from Corinne Evans. Yes.
Back it up and slow that down. Say that again. Start from the top.
Okay. All right. You get Corinne Evans, Christina Ritchie, and Agate Jansen all wearing blonde wigs, all completely nude, showing Rear Burger, going down on each other.
No.
It was like, what a way to cap off an amazing season of nudity. And it's so hot because all three girls are wearing like the exact same blonde wig. So it's like super. And my only complaint, and it's a minor one, is they had this weird orange lighting for the scene. But it's just, it's very graphic for, you know, even, you know, for Cinemax, this is a very graphic scene.
Yeah, it's insane. I can't believe the Rear Burger is what's getting me because, you know, it was so rare when we used to talk a decade ago. It was such a big deal. Now it's like, I feel like you and I are mentioning it like once a month.
Yeah,
right?
You could see it. I mean, if you watch the scene, it's right when it the three-way's just happening. And by the way, that's Corinne Evans showing the obvious Rear Burger. And I'm going to say butthole to boot. So she could win multiple awards in our Anatomy Awards this year. We'll see.
I'm loving the wigs too. Let's be real.
It was funny because I was I was not at the office that Friday, and Joey hit me up on chat. He was like, dude, Jet just had the best season finale. You got to see this scene. So I checked it out. So, yeah, so Jet, very solid. And we're super excited. And like I said, right now, it's my pick to click to win best TV show for nudity. Great year. And by the way, it's very dark, and there were some violent scenes, too. It's a cool show. Starring Carla Gugino, who's a thief that gets out of jail and gets back into the world of thievery. So anyway, Jet, Cinemax, Friday nights, just wrapped up. And they did 9 episodes and loved it. So
I mean, what a way to wrap it up.
Yeah. Well, it was awesome.
Wow, that's awesome. And now it's time for our StreamMate Camstar Spotlight of the Week. And we welcome to the show a naughty blonde bisexual MILF who loves to have a good time, and even more so for you to have a good time. Hello, Velvet Sky. Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks.
We have been looking at your pictures. We love you. We think you're super hot. And we heard a rumor that you have been on the Naked News.
That's true. I was. A few years ago, I was asked to be, I guess, a co-host or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
so I had my few minutes of fame and got naked yet again in front of a camera.
No, that's great. That we had a great relationship and still do with Naked News. We were really involved with them for like 5 years. And I know you're from Canada. Was that your... somehow was there, because they're based
they're
in Toronto. There had to be some sort of Canadian connection there, I guess.
That's
right.
Absolutely right.
That's awesome. Cool. So it's like you can actually say, yeah, I've been a news anchor before.
A naked news anchor, but still a news anchor.
That's right.
A nudes anchor.
The news is real. You know, there's nothing fake about that show at all. You know, it's just the girls get naked. I love the Naked News. So I'm so like just excited that you were on that. But your claim to fame really is your ability to have these awesome relationships with your camming fans. How did you get into that?
I was actually in a lot of chat rooms just chatting with random people, and one of my friends said, why don't you start camming? You can make money for all of what you're doing now and spending all this time. They said, you know, you'd get naked and have some fun. And I thought, okay, I'll give it a shot. And it just took off from there. I just have so much fun. I laugh and I joke around. I guess I'm not your typical cam girl because I do greet everybody. And my main goal is if somebody comes into my room and they are rude, I'm going to do my best to make sure they book a show with me.
Oh, I like that. It's almost like a conquest for you.
Yes, it is.
I love that. Now, Skin, Velvet Sky is very interesting. The first and foremost thing is she's savvy. She trademarked Velvet Sky. I've never seen anyone in adult trademark their stage name. I mean, that's phenomenal. And I think that's so badass.
And it's a cool name, too.
It's dope.
I think that's something good to own, right?
No, it's awesome.
The problem is there's the wrestler who took my name years after I had originally had it, but she spells hers without an E. So I constantly get asked, are you the wrestler? And I'm like, dude, we don't even look alike.
At all. No. I choose this Velvet Sky.
Yes. With the E.
Yeah, with an E. Velvet Sky with an E, everyone. Now, the other thing, you know, of course, I love just, you know, Twitter stalking all the girls we have on. And you get hit on a lot. Like, you must be beating them off with a stick. I don't know if it's because you have such a good, joyous, you know, welcoming personality, and you love having a good time and making others feel good, but people just feel super comfortable, or maybe they're just super attracted to you, coming up to you and hitting on you. So I want to know, what is the most successful pickup line you've received, and what is the absolute most abominable?
Well, I guess the most successful, although it wasn't a pickup line per se, I was at the supermarket and this woman approached me and shyly pulled me to the side and she said, "Are you Velvet Sky?" And I said, "Yes." She goes, "My husband and I watch you all the time." She goes, "Can we please do a selfie? He's just going to go crazy that I got a chance to meet you because he didn't want to come with me today." So we did a couple of selfies in the store and he just went ballistic that he's like, "I'll be there in 5 minutes."
Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
I guess the worst pickup line, and I actually posted that on Twitter, was I was at a club and somebody came up and actually said, "Did it hurt?" So I played along and I went, "Did what hurt?" "When you fell from heaven." And I said, "Well, actually, I crawled up from hell."
You're like, "Take that."
Now what are you going to say?
Oh my gosh. So clearly
most of the guys are very respectful. I do have to say, I mean, on Twitter, I get all kinds of crazy stuff, but I don't have the time to deal with that, so I usually just ignore it.
Well, you have this amazing just attitude. You're clearly smart. You're vivacious, but you are naughty, naughty, naughty. Let's talk about your camming. You have so much going on, and there's a few things that have even me a little bit baffled. What is dogging?
Oh, dogging is something that actually came from Europe, from London. It's when you go to the park, you're in your car or you can go outside and you just kind of hang your leg out the window and wait for strangers to come by and have some fun with them in the car.
Okay, that's kind of awesome. Whoa. Have you ever heard of that, Skin?
No. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I'm like, what is this? I think I love this. And also, you're into glory holes. Now, can you somehow let that translate into camming?
Not so much into camming. When people want information about that, I will, however, explain in detail how that whole thing works. And I've become quite good with my words, so I can make them feel like they're having the experience of being in a glory hole.
Now, has this something you've actually done in real life?
Oh, yes. There are hundreds and if not thousands of videos of me at the glory hole.
Now, I have a question. Because sometimes
I'm Googling that right now.
I'll see like a hole in a wall or I'll be at a gas station. And I'm like, is this a glory hole? How do you know if a hole is a glory hole?
Well, there are sites that will tell you where they are.
I'm living it up in the past.
Most of them are actually in adult bookstores or in the adult movie theaters. They've usually got like a little room off to the side. So you've got a little video screen that you can go in. You put your money in. And then sometimes they just have one hole. Sometimes they have two. So you can do tandem.
Oh my gosh, I am learning so much. You know, Skin, just when you and I think we pretty much know it all, I'm learning where to find a glory hole, dogging. I'm like, this is the best ever. I'm like so excited. Now, Velvet, I could talk to you forever, but obviously we can't talk too much longer because we have a show. But I want to know what your absolute favorite thing to do on cam is with a customer.
I like to kind of get under their skin a little bit and push them to the limits and just generally have a lot of fun with them so that they are, by the time they're finished, they're like, "Okay, that was awesome." And then they come back 20 minutes later and say, "Okay, we got to do this again."
Oh, that is awesome. Skin, you and I have talked to how many cam girls? Hundreds. I've never heard any cam girl ever say they come back 20 minutes later.
Oh, yeah. I have a few that are like that, that just, you know, "I have to do that again. Say that again."
Wow.
Well, that refractory period speaks for itself. So on that note, everyone, check out Velvet Sky with an E. You can find her at Twitter at Velvet Sky. VelvetSky.tv is her site. And of course, on Stream 8, and you go see how long you can last in between shows. Next time we go up to Canada, we have got to hang out. Velvet, you
Absolutely.
You are a treat. And I wish you so much success, but I already know you're living it. It's imminent, and you are having so much fun. So until next time, have a beautiful day. All right, sweetheart?
Thanks so much. Enjoy your day, guys. Kisses.
Thanks, honey. Kisses.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
So now, a couple of the things I wanted to talk about. One is Yellowstone. Do you remember? This is a show we talked a lot about this. Was it last year? I always forget what year these shows are because it's like it's all a blur to me. But season one of Yellowstone from Paramount Network.
Oh, yeah.
This is about a ranching family with Kevin Costner as like the main, you know, the patriarch. And then it's about, you know, people trying to encroach on their land and all that. And the girl that plays his daughter, Kelly Riley, did this groundbreaking nudity in season one because, and you and I talk about this a lot, where like on cable television shows that have commercials such as Bravo and TBS and Paramount Network here is an example. Most of them, or almost all of them, when you show your butt, that's fine. They'll
right.
If they're going to do nudity, for some reason, butts are okay. Not rear burger, but butts are okay. Mm-hmm. But when the breasts show up, then they pixelate it out. You see it all the time on Bravo. You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Well, Kelly Riley did these amazing nude scenes in the first season where she was in a bathtub outside and got out of the tub. But while she was in the tub, you could see her breasts over the water. And I remember thinking, and I don't know of any other commercial cable show that has showed breasts in the U.S. In the last couple of years, and it was kind of a groundbreaking nude scene, and there was a ton of it in the first season. Well, they're in the second season, and they're seven episodes in, and Kelsey Asbill showed, but she was riding Luke Grimes, and it was a brief scene, and this is an example of, like I just said to you, that GLOW had their best season, season three. Yellowstone season two is way down in nudity from season one. You know what I'm saying? It's just definitely gone down a little. And this Kelsey Asbill did some really cool nudity. You might remember her from the movie Wind Rider with Jeremy Renner. She had a full frontal scene. She was in a morgue, but it was still her. She wasn't really dead. But anyway, she's been nude before. But it was cool to see a little nudity. But I thought, man, after their first season, let's come back stronger than ever. And they kind of, you know, what do we say? That bait and switch, Andrea, that happens a lot. You know,
get guys
hooked with, first couple episodes, tons of nudity. You get hooked on the show and you're waiting and waiting. And all of a sudden you're in the second season, seven episode. And the nudity's really dropped off. But it was good to see a little butt from Kelsey Asbill and during the sex scene with Luke Grimes. So we are reporting on that this week and kind of happy to see it. So
yeah, I'm happy to see that.
Yeah. Now, do you know the show Claws on TNT?
No,
They're in their third season. It's about a Florida nail salon, and they run a crime syndicate out of it. And there hasn't been a lot of nudity. This was another, I don't want to call it a bait and switch because I don't think that's what they were saying. But the very first season, the very first episode, this Karrueche Tran,
okay,
who's an Asian actress.
She's Asian? She looks like she's mixed.
Yeah, she's mixed. Yeah, she's a mixed.
She's gorgeous.
Very pretty. But in the very first season, episode one, she did a little brief nude scene. And then we had to wait all the way to season three, episode 10, where she dropped her robe in front of Dean, played by Harold Perrineau, in a motel room. And it was a very nice butt shot. And again, This is TNT, which makes it a little more exciting. But Claws has had a little nudity, not a lot, but this was one of the best nude scenes, maybe the best nude scenes in the three seasons of Claws. So I was just happy to see it, and I wanted to share it with you this week, Andrea.
And you know what? Worth the wait, because that is one beautiful butt. And the fact that, you know, if your last name is Tran, you're typically Vietnamese. That is one juicy Vietnamese booty.
Yeah.
And I will say, of all the different Asian nationalities, Vietnamese women have the biggest boobs and the biggest butts.
So, oh, really?
Oh, okay. Yes. Based on my vast experience.
Yeah. Well,
She's got it all going on. She's gorgeous. So, yeah, it took a little bit of time to see this, but I'm glad we did.
You know your Pacific Rim. I know that. Yeah.
Well, I've given a few Pacific Rim jobs. Let's be real.
I know. Quite a few. So. Anyway, I do trust you when it comes to Asian sex. I know you are an expert. I know that. So, I want to get into a few from my Skinternational division. One of the great things about Netflix and Amazon, but mainly Netflix, as I see it, is they find these like foreign TV shows that we never heard of, and then they come over here and they're loaded with nudity. And let me start with this Netflix show called The Naked Director, which came out on August 8th. They released the whole thing. And it's about this director in Japan who was the big first porno director in the 1980s. These pinky violence movies were a big deal. I know a little about that stuff. So
I know nothing about that.
Well, you're not going to know any of these actresses, Andrea. They're not like, you know, to American audiences, you're not going to know them. But they're these Japanese actresses that I can't even pronounce half their names. But boy, did we go through this first season and we were knocked. It knocked our socks off, all the great nudity from this naked director. And it's a lot of them like filming, recounting like him filming these porno shoots. And the girls are really hot. And it's funny because they're almost all Asian actresses.
Mm-hmm.
But then like they threw in threw in this Jade Albany, who's a white actress.
Is this blonde girl? Because all these girls are so hot. Every single one.
I know. And it was kind of weird. Like, she was she was on Australian Big Brother and got some pretty decent notoriety. But she has a really good topless scene, too.
Yeah, so she does.
It's got a little of everything, but tons of nudity, called The Naked Director. And it's about Toru Muranishi. And he kind of revitalized the porn industry during the economic boom of 1980s Japan.
Cool.
So cool show. And it's really cool. So that's an example of, you know, that just shows up. And I was talking to Joey, my head of content today, about, I said to him, how do you find these shows? Like, is there a place at Netflix where you log in and it goes, hey, we just launched these new shows, check them out. And he goes, it's funny, they're really bad about that. We have to find them in weird ways. And I don't go on Netflix myself a ton. I know about all the shows, but I don't log in like these guys do. And I was asking him, like, with all this new content, like literally there'll be days where seven new shows are launched on Netflix.
Right.
But they don't have a real, like a page that's saying, like, these are the hot new shows that launched today specifically, so you have an idea of, you know, what's the new stuff. It kind of is almost like they wait until people watch it and then they'll promote it in other ways. So I'm really proud of our guys. Like, they find this stuff. Like, for example, there's this other one I wanted to talk to you about called Apache, The Life of Carlos Tevez, who's this famous soccer player. And it's an Argentinian show that Netflix had, and it came out, last Friday. And I was like, how the hell did you find that? But then I was like, well, I don't care how you found it, but they have great lesbian scenes. Nobody you ever heard of, but I'm like, you know, it's just like there's so much content at Netflix. That's when I tell you that Netflix has the most shows for nudity. It's not just American shows. It's stuff like The Naked Director and Apache and that. So this was loaded with nudity. And then we found this show called Green Frontier from Colombia that Netflix just must have bought the rights to and started airing it. And it's like, you got to be kidding. Now, listen, this show, Andrea, is about... someone wrote up a thing for me, but it's basically about, it involves a jungle.
Okay. I like jungles.
Magic.
I like magic.
And Nazis.
Not so much. We're 2 for 3.
Yeah. It's this new series about a young Bogota based detective, Juana Del Rio, that gets drawn into this investigating four homicides, and it's a female, it's a female detective,
and she is very naked.
Oh, look at Juana Del Rio's breasts; they're very nice, yes. So, this Green Frontier is a new show too. It's like, how the hell did you guys find this? But we do, and that's why there's never a shortage of content when I do the Mr. Skin podcast, because not only are these shows, you know, coming out regularly, but then Netflix comes up with these foreign shows that are loaded with nudity. So anyway, Green Frontier looks like a fun show. We'll be checking it out. And season one released on Netflix too. So also.
Oh, yeah.
The time of the Mr. Skin podcast, where we spin the wheel of skin. This is where CP, my EP, picks a random actress and asks me to share her skinography with you. I, of course, for the wheel of skin, and Pat Sajakoff, and you are?
Vagia White.
And this is a Merck and Griffin production. And like I say, we have over 30,000 actresses at the website, and he chooses one. And I hopefully you'll know her, and if not, I'll teach you. And the one thing I will know for sure is if she's been naked, and I could share that with you. So CP, go ahead and spin the wheel of skin.
Okay. We have Juliette Lewis.
Love her.
Yeah, she's really cool.
She's such a weirdo, I love it.
She's a weirdo, but not afraid to be a nudo, you know,
exactly.
Which is good.
Yeah, it's part of her weirdness is the fact that she loves being naked. So I'm all about it.
She's nude young and old, which I'm a big fan of too, like a long career.
Likewise.
So I'm trying to think, like Cape Fear, she must have been like 17 or 18. That's when I kind of first really noticed her. That was like weirdly sexy, that movie with Robert De Niro. Scary but weird. So that's when I first kind of noticed her. And I remember her first nude scene was just a little breast flash. I don't know if you remember a movie from 1993 called California with Brad Pitt.
Yes,
and,
I do.
David Duchovny was in it. And she just flashed boob really quickly. She was like Brad Pitt's girlfriend in that.
Yes.
And that was like, whoa, she is, you know, the girl from Cape Fear flashed her boobs. That's awesome. So then she was in Natural Born Killers, but that was like brief and there's a lot of violence and stuff.
But
then,
I loved that movie.
Yeah, a lot of people love it.
I loved how disturbing it was.
It's a great movie. But her first really great nude scene, in my opinion, was Strange Days. She did with Ralph Fiennes in the mid-90s, and she did a real long nude scene in that, which I absolutely loved. And that was, to me, it still is one of her best nude scenes. And she went on, probably in her career, has done about, if I had to guess, around 10 movies she's been naked in. But there's two that I want to point out that are kind of cool. This one, I may say, is her best, but it's also really weird. There was a movie she did in 2004 called Renegade. It was also known as Blueberry. It had two different names.
I'm not sure I know about this one.
Well, I might have talked to you about this when you were on Playboy, because at the hour and 50 minute mark in this movie, she goes skinny dipping, and the camera.
Oh, yes, we did talk about this. Yes.
So the camera was like underwater looking up,
Yep.
And she's like just dropping down with her legs spread. It's one of the great, and we made a, I even think we gave it an Anatomy Award for best submerged burger.
Yeah. That sounds awesome. Yeah. Yes.
And it is one of the great, and it's totally her. You see like.
Oh, it's her.
Full vag, bush. It's just like only a Juliette Lewis would do a scene like that, right? And
Totally. I love her.
Yeah, it's underwater bush. We call it submerged burger, but this is the greatest because of the camera angle.
Yeah,
you know, it's like Phoebe Cates in Paradise was skinny dipping, and you could see her bush, and it's awesome. But the camera wasn't like under her with her legs spread as she's scissoring down over the camera like Juliette mm-hmm. Lewis was. So, yeah, it's an awesome scene. And then, so there's that. And then last year she did that TV series Camping on HBO, and she's in mm-hmm. her mid-40s and goes full frontal in one of the episodes, which
I love her.
Yeah, she's awesome.
I love her.
Yeah.
I can't get enough.
Yeah.
Honestly, she doesn't. She's like, you never know what you're going to get with her. And that's what's so fun, because she can do no nudity. She could be in a sweater and just acting quirky in a role. Or she could just surprise you and in the camping thing, like give us full frontal like that out of nowhere, or be underwater in the blueberry and spread, do a split yeah. and we see her cooch. Like, you never know with her. And that's what's so exciting to me about her, because it's a surprise every time.
Oh yeah, for sure. And again, being a 9 or 10 times she's been naked in her career, that means that, you know, that's an awesome body of work. And
yeah,
I gotta say, CP, Juliette Lewis, that's a great spin of the wheel.
Yes.
And thanks for pulling that one up. I love talking about her. So all right, yeah. Back to, I got a couple more things I want to talk to you about before we wrap okay. this up, Andrea. One is our old friend Alexandra Daddario showed up on CBS okay. All Access.
Getting ready.
You know, our CBS All Access, we like that because they'll show some nudity here and there. But there's a new show called Why Women Kill. And it stars Lucy Liu, Jennifer Goodwin, and Kirby Howell Baptist. And it follows these three women in three different decades. One's a housewife in the 60s, one's a socialite in the 80s, and the other's a lawyer today. And they deal with infidelity in their marriages. And one of the, it's only been one, we've only seen one episode, and I don't know where or what Alexandra Daddario is going to be doing on this show, but I don't care.
We don't care at all.
Not only did she show up in a bikini, ooh, but Andrea, we were pretty close. It didn't happen. It didn't quite happen, but we were almost close to a lip slip from Alexandra Daddario in that. And listen, she's one of my favorites. You know that. We saw full lab in True Detective, but it was just kind of a cool nude scene or a cool bikini scene that came out of nowhere. And a bikini on Alexandra Daddario, you have to talk about it when it happens. And I'm sharing that one with you. So.
Okay. So I'm looking at the clips and the pics and the stills. And I found a little clip where I think I know where you're talking, where the lip slip is potential.
Almost. It didn't happen, potential. But she came close. Yeah.
When I see a crease of something coming out of the bathing suit, I know that that's where pubic hair is supposed to be. You know what I mean? So I think I don't know if it would officially be a lip slip, but it's so damn close. Because it's the outer side of her lip without it being the lip. You know what I mean?
Right. No, you're right.
So and hot.
She is beautiful. And
she's the best.
Yeah.
She's the best. But my favorite thing about what I've seen so far from this is her standing facing whatever this male character is, and the shot like where it's like you see through her legs.
Yes.
She has the thigh gap. She has it all. I'm like, I could just stare at her like ass gap or pussy
yes.
gap.
I hear you.
Hours.
I hear you. It's going to be
so
it's my favorite bikini scene of the year so far.
Yeah.
So we'll keep you posted. And we'll also keep you posted on Lost Girls in Love Hotels, the movie that's was completed 2 years ago. That's supposed to feature incredible Alexandra Daddario nudity and sex, Alexandra Daddario, but that is still getting hasn't been released. So I'm going to get a petition going because we need to get this out sooner than later. So and I will of course keep you posted on that. But anyway, the show Why Women Kill, CBS All Access on Thursdays. Alexandra Daddario in a bikini with a near lip slip. A great moment in bikini action this week. And last but not least, I had a couple of little Game of Thrones things that I thought you might enjoy. So Sophie Turner.
Yeah.
You know who Sophie Turner is from Game of Thrones, right?
Absolutely. What's her name on the show?
Well, she
God. Why am I forgetting her name, her character name?
Oh, you don't.
So, Sansa.
She's Sansa Stark.
I'm like, what's her name?
Yeah.
Sansa.
Sansa Stark in Game of Thrones. Well, one of the things that was one of my few disappointments of Game of Thrones was that Sansa, Sophie Turner, never did a nude scene. And not only did she never do a nude scene on Game of Thrones, she never did a nude scene, period, in her career so far. But last week, Andrea, while you were vacationing, you were probably you were probably doing the same thing she was. She was photographed topless sunbathing, smoking a joint with a pierced nip all at once. How about that for a great find?
First of all, I just fell in love with her.
Yes.
Because, you know, we typically identify actresses by the characters that we are introduced to them as. So to me, she's Sansa Stark. She's stuck up. She's, you know, she's a little snooty and condescending, kind of close-hearted. And now I'm like, okay, you're a badass bitch.
Yeah.
She's rocking the shades. She's got cool jewelry on. She has her nips pierced with barbells.
Oh.
And she is completely bogarting a joint all to herself.
Yep.
This is my kind of girl. And I will tell you, Skin, maybe I was doing the same thing.
I was going to say, this is your vacation.
So she's incredible. And I legit just fell in love with her so much more because now I know who she really is.
Yeah.
And I like this version a lot better than Sansa Stark.
Yeah. And I really don't. I usually don't do paparazzi too much on this show because, you know, I stick to the movies and television. But it just was such a cool. This is like my favorite paparazzi from this year.
Because
when you factor. Especially when it wasn't like some guy, you know, she was out sunbathing topless.
Creepy. No, like, she's like in public. Summer,
she's in public. She's smoking a joint, whatever. But it's just really cool. And then, you know, even Maisie Williams ended up doing a nude scene. So it was like, God, Sophie Turner's never going to get nude. And then this shows up after the show ends. So that was pretty cool. And then one other little Game of Thrones news. I just found this out yesterday and I was. I'm amazed I didn't know about this because I pride myself on knowing this stuff. But the girl that plays
what'd you miss?
Well, Khaleesi, Emilia Clarke, you know, Mother of Dragons. It just turned up, and this is why I don't get it because I don't. She was in I don't know if it was. I doubt it was Broadway, but it might have been somewhere in the UK. But they did a stage play, Breakfast at Tiffany's. In 2013, so now Game of Thrones started in 2011, so she was well known. And she got naked in the bathtub in that stage play, and I didn't know about it. How is that possible? I just found out this weekend. And
it's so weird because someone at least, you know, typically fans will get at us. They'll... you know, tag me on something. Hey, did you see this? And it's like, yeah, I saw that. Duh.
Yeah.
But it's like, no one even alerted us to this. Emilia Clarke naked live on stage on, you know what I mean? Like, this is major.
Well, somebody must have, I'm guessing someone must have filmed it and then
been
posted
filming
it. It's
illegally.
It's on YouTube. And I was like, I just found out about this and I'm really embarrassed I didn't know about it. But the bottom line is I do know about it and you can enjoy it. We'll probably put some stills at MrSkin.com today or tomorrow. So it was a Game of Thrones always in the news as far as I'm concerned, and Sophie Turner and Emilia Clarke, new nudity from both of them, which was awesome. So
Loving this Game of Thrones update because even though the show is over, the nudity has not ceased.
No.
Like, hell yeah.
No, it's great. And we'll see. There's going to be some Game of Thrones prequels and I'm sure other things coming up. So the Game of Thrones skin will continue on and on and on and on. And hopefully some of these girls will get on those shows. But anyway, Andrea, another great week in nudity. I got, and by the way, I have a ton of stuff for next week already. I just couldn't.
Ooh.
I couldn't get everything
squeeze
into this week's show. So more fun stuff to talk about next week. I'm really excited. And it's again, shaping up into another great, great year in female celebrity nudity.
Awesome. Episode 163, phenomenal. And you have me now chomping at the bit for next week's episode 164. Thanks so much, Skin. Have a beautiful day.
You got it, Andrew. Thanks.
This concludes another skin-tillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.